is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, had a little fun connecting to the switchboard, but hopefully we're all here, or some of us are here. In time for the show, Conscious Heart, one of our newer shows on the network with Philippa. It begins now. We're going to see if we've got her on the board. First of all, get her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Philippa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Nicole. Thanks very much.
Good. Yay. Yes. Thank goodness. As soon as I connected to the switchboard, we lost all the callers except your line. So there you go. Divine intervention. You're still here.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm very happy to have any callers. Come on today. I would love to interact with some of your callers. Welcome to all of you, first of all. And I'm in New Zealand, and we've been astounded down here at what some of you in the South have been having to deal with in America over there in the US. So first of all, my condolences for that. I just can't imagine what it is like for you there. And of course, it's not just those people in that local area affected, because it reaches out to family, friends, colleagues in other parts of their country and other parts of the world. So I'd be very happy to take calls today for any of you that would just like to call in and share some of what's been going on for you. Even suggest strategies that you've used to help you deal with the issues and the challenges that you've faced that might be supportive to others. So please call in. I'd be happy to take calls from any of you. Let's begin, and until any of you choose to call in, with some heart-focused breathing that might support any of you in any situation, not just those going through the trauma of the floods and the ramifications of that at the moment. So I'm going to go for about 2 or 3 minutes through the technique, which is quick coherence. So that is not just activating the heart-focused breathing, but that's also trying to bring our focus to something that gives us some appreciation, or helps us find some appreciation or gratitude for something in our lives, whatever storms might be going on. So let's first of all begin to focus our attention in the area of the heart and slow down our breathing. So we try and bring our focus into a slower, deeper breath, and we can imagine that being around 5 or 6 seconds, inhale 5 seconds, inhale 5 seconds, exhale. But the rhythm is what's right for you, the rhythm of that breath. So focusing now on the heart, breathing slower and deeper than usual. Slowing our system down. And when we are ready, let's make a genuine attempt to experience a sense of appreciation or care for someone or something in our life, and focus on that as we breathe, activating the feeling of appreciation or care. And if you feel able, I would ask that you have a sense of sharing that. Breathing that appreciation or care in and sharing it out to whoever you feel may need it, wherever you may feel it's needed. At this point in time, right now. So I want to thank you for that. You know, sometimes we really feel that finding that quiet and slowing our system down is just for us, and that's absolutely fine. There's certainly no selfishness involved in that, because when we do that for ourselves, we actually shift our own energetic environments, and therefore we support others. We contribute to the space around us and beyond. So thank you very much for doing that. And please, Nicole, interrupt me at any time should any callers come in onto the phone. I would not want to turn anyone away at this point in time. So just to recap, last week, if you were able to listen, and I wasn't live with you, but I was listening to a conversation that I had with a woman called Jill, who shared quite a lot of her own story, how she accesses her heart, and in fact, before she does that, her process of emptying her mind, as she called it, as a way of consciously finding and accessing her heart and soul to support her in getting through times of challenge and getting through a difficult moment in a particular day. And for her, towards the end of the conversation, she related an experience. We didn't get all the specifics of it, but a time in her life that was very, very difficult. And she just had to work on a daily basis to find that heart space. She did get support, I guess, from a counsellor type person. She wasn't specific about that, a counsellor or therapist, as she felt it was needed for a little while. And through that, she also did some artwork, which was just part of her process of creating, recording what was going on for her, but also creating new experience out of her challenges and difficulties and finding a path forward. I have more recently had a conversation, quite a short conversation actually, with another woman, and I'm finding a pattern in talking to other people that there's a process, first of all, of clearing the mind. You know, we have MasterChef here in New Zealand. I don't know if that's an American or US or Canadian program, but it was actually the Australian MasterChef that I was listening to just a month or two back. And one of the contestants who was experiencing stress in the kitchen in terms of what he was having to create and prepare within the time frame allocated, he was really getting himself in a bit of a stew and finding that things were not going right, things were getting overcooked or underdone or whatever it was he was working on at that time. It wasn't going well. And I recorded a quote that what he said at that time, which I'm now using as a quote because it just really, really intrigued me for him to say this. And he said, "I've been trained to use my brain, and it's almost as if I've been forbidden to use my heart." So this is a young man, probably in his 30s, he might have been in his 40s. And to make a statement like that, you know, really made me think, has he been going through his life, through his childhood, his young adult life, with such a focus on his brain and a sense that he shouldn't go to his heart. He said, it's almost as if I've been forbidden to use my heart. And what he needed in that moment, and he realized he needed in that moment, was his heart. So he must have had some sense of heart or soul, because he knew he needed to go there in order to get the job done and to finish preparing the food that he'd been given the job of preparing. He knew that to complete that task, he was going to have to access a heart space, find some quiet and calm so that he could get through that and think clearly. And we know through the heart math science that the brain literally can't do its job. We don't have the ability to think clearly if we are not calm in the heart. Our system is incoherent. We are cortically inhibited. We just simply can't get the job done, or we get it done in such a way that it's a bit of a mess, doesn't come out how we would like it to be. And that may be completing a specific task, like in the MasterChef kitchen, or it might be just words that come out when we're interacting with other people, and we don't really want those words. They're not the ones that would be the best in the situation, but we just throw them out anyway because that's what our brain is telling us to do at that particular time. So just in terms of recapping what Jill said in the conversation that I had last week with her, that she needed to empty her mind to be able to access her heart. Alvin, who was the MasterChef contestant, knew that he had to access his heart. He didn't tell us how. And on the recording I have for you today as well, interestingly, Melanie, who's the conversation is with, really makes the same comment. Nicole, am I hearing a connection there? Are you wanting to interrupt?
Yes, you have a caller before you go to your next segment there, if you're ready for it.
Thank you very much. Absolutely, thank you.
Okay, area code 415, you're up with Philippa. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
This is Jessica from Pennsylvania. My first time listening to you, so I'm not really sure how you work, but I can totally resonate with what you've been talking about so far. I've been doing that practice a lot.
Excellent. Jessica, lovely to hear from you. Thank you for calling in. How are things for you at the moment then?
How should we answer that question?
Yeah.
Lots of changes. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to go into a story because I'm releasing all my stories. I have been saying to the universe to show me that they are putting together the pieces to my puzzle. Because so that's my latest mantra, and just as of this morning, I guess, or this afternoon, because there's a lot of things that are being reorganized in my life, so.
Okay, fantastic. So just two things there. I'm interested to know what drove you to call me, and I appreciate your call. And you're sharing, and also I picked up that you said you're familiar with what I was doing with the technique, was it, with the quick coherence? Are you familiar with the heart
method? I don't know. I don't think I heard that part, the whole part of just keep tapping into your heart. Doing that like nonstop for the last several months, just to calm myself and to just, I guess, find my true north, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, fantastic. Can I ask, Jessica, how you do that? What do you have, like, a particular process that you go through to access your heart effectively?
I do a lot of just sitting in silence and listening to the silence, as well as putting my hand on my heart and just breathing. I try to, and I draw. I draw also, and I write poems when it comes to me, but I draw a lot about what I'm going through, and it's going to make me cry because I'm like having like a little bit of a tough day, but it was fine this morning. It's just always like sort of up and down these days. So that's why I called in, because I just, again, there's just so many shifts, I think, all day long, and I am doing my best to just, and I do see a difference in myself, just to put a positive swing on all of it. Like, I know that things are working in my on my behalf, but there are a lot of, I guess, like, the new habit that I'm practicing is just, I don't put out a lot of effort in things, even though that's like my default. So I'm still kind of working out of that, of like trying to fix and putting all this effort, because I just see, I've really been shown my pattern over the last couple months that I would put out a lot of effort and things would not come back to me. So I just keep, my prayer is like, you know, show me that you're helping me with this. You do this for me, just to like my soul, because otherwise it sometimes feels like I'm on a wild goose chase, which is part of the journey. But I guess that I'm going through, I just want everything to fall into place, because it's been a lot of, okay, do this. It's been a lot of the journeys of like a short, I don't even know how to, what to call it. It's like a quick experience through something that I think it's going to open up to something else. And it does, but it's not in that direction. It's another short stint doing something else. And then again, I think that's going to build upon, and then it's like, nope, onto something else, short stint doing this. And it's like, are you kidding already? What are we doing here? So it's like, can you put together the pieces of my puzzle? Can you just put together one piece of the puzzle today or tomorrow? And then at least I can know that that is like somewhat in place, and I can feel excited and happy that I'm building. And, you know, I don't want to go into a whole story. I already did. It's just like, it's
Jessica.
Yeah.
I have huge admiration for you, because you are persevering. You know that there is better for you than what you experience sometimes. But do you know, we all, it may not be helpful for you to be focusing on others right at the moment, but we all have ups and downs. I mean, I've been around for a long, long time, for many decades. I'm getting old in the tooth, but you know, I still have bad days, and I so often can think, why is this going on? Why is this happening? But you know, you are doing it. You are putting the pieces together yourself with the practices that you have just explained to me. You are doing it bit by bit, step by step, and that is why I have huge admiration for you. You know what it is that you need to be doing, and you are doing it. And the thing is, with this physical body that we are in, and we are a soul, we are spirit in this physical form, and our inner self knows it has all the answers. And when we experience a lack of alignment, perhaps, with that, that's just life that we are experiencing, that presenting all its challenges, bringing up its doubts. There is no doubt in the soul. There is endless love in the soul, in the heart space.
I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but I was thinking about something that you said today too, because it was like, I don't even think that I'm off my path, you know, like on how I forgot the word that you used, but it was like, that was like kind of a self-talk thing that I had earlier when this whole adventure started, is that I was thinking, am I not getting the guidance right? Am I not listening right? It was like sort of self-abuse type stuff. And I've been going through this experience for many months now. And I go, you know, I guess I'm not in that illusion anymore that I am off the path or doing anything wrong or what. It's sort of a blind faith or blind trust of like, I know we're going somewhere. I haven't seen it in the physical yet, but I, cause that's where it might put the pieces of the puzzle together. Cause I'm like, let me see something in the physical. Cause my soul likes to show me certain number sequences or signs. And I'm like, that's not doing it for me anymore. I was like, I appreciate that. I know you hear me. Obviously, we're going in the direction. But, like, I, you know, it's been a year on when I've been in my, since I've been in my new area. I moved to a new state just following my heart. And part of me can't even believe that I've almost been here already for a year, and how for most of the time it kind of looks to anybody with physical eyes and nothing else to interpret, which that's fine. It looks like I'm so completely lost. It's just,
well, I know you're not.
I sort of question it. I really question it sometimes because this is like, I've been writing a book about it. I've already written several books about it, like rough, you know, like kind of the initial notes. But it's like such like sort of a wild adventure.
Well, life certainly can be. But you started out by saying that in terms of how you support yourself, you sit in the silence, you listen to the silence, you put your hand on your heart, you might do some drawing, you might write some poetry. You have all the tools there. But our issue with this physical world is really a belief system that has embedded, I think, in many of us that we are not good enough and that we are not deserving of what the soul has for us. And that's what interferes. And we tend to bring in doubts. We tend to have a belief in our inability to manifest what we want. And we start focusing on that. And of course, when we put energy into that, that's what we get more of. When we sit, when we find the silence, when we listen and have that heart focus, those are the times when we know that we are on the right path. There is endless unconditional love there. It's the physical world and the expectations of other people sometimes that can become expectations of ourselves that bring in the blocks and that stall us, that take us off our soul's path. So there is no fault, there is no blame. You know, there is no criticism of the process. There's certainly no criticism of your journey and the process that you take, or that you have doubts sometimes, and that our line of trust becomes weakened, or your line of trust becomes weakened. There is no fault or blame in that, because we are human and we are living in this world doing the best that we possibly can with what we have. So can I say the first thing is just to give yourself a massive pat on the back for what you've achieved, for the fact that you know your heart is there, you know that soul is there, and to continually give yourself pats on the back, to know that you are deserving of all the love that there is, to support you in creating the life that you want. The ideal is, as soon as you feel a doubt creeping in or a sense of distrust, to get rid of it as quickly as you can and replace it with that pat on the back of self-appreciation for how far you've come, self-appreciation for the journey that you're on, because it's continuing to grow and develop you in the way that you want. And replace those doubts with appreciation, with care and compassion. And, you know, the breathing, the heart-focused breathing supports us in that, because it's a really specific breathing technique which has been scientifically proven as well. So it's good to have that behind it. Proven to bring coherence to us physiologically, which really is about aligning everything up. You know, because when we feel discontent, it's telling us that things are out of alignment. Our system is out of alignment somewhere. So when we replace with that appreciation or care for ourselves, for anything in our lives, then it's helping to realign. It realigns our autonomic nervous system. It realigns every part of our body and enables us to think more clearly. So if we are in a situation of having to make a decision about something too, so if any of your anxiety or your doubt is to do with a decision that's having to be made, then, you know, just take that moment, take 1 minute, take 30 seconds to slow and deepen the breath, do what you do, listen to the silence, put your hand on your heart if it helps, write if it helps, and then go back to the brain to make your decision that has to be made. Would you like me to go through the breathing technique for 1 minute with you, Jessica, now?
You know what, I want to just point out something, because I really like how you said, you brought up the anxiety thing, because I've been realizing the last couple of days that I don't think it's doubt for me. Although okay. I didn't define it like that, I realize it's my anxiety. It's like this low-grade anxiety that I think I've just had for my whole life. And mm-hmm. I noticed what happened. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say as far as, for me, some of the days are very long. And I literally have nothing to do most of the day. So mm-hmm. I used to really enjoy having, well, I should say just being. I'm not that person anymore. I used to love it. I spent years just being, which was really just hanging out at the park doing, quote, nothing. I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it, where I would lay in my apartment. And now I don't want all that time to myself anymore. Like, there's so many things that I want to do. And I'm not living in the most comfortable situation right now. So it's not even like I want to be hanging out at my, quote, home, which is not a home. What would you suggest I do on these days? Because that's what really makes me drop emotionally, is that just the hours are so long and it's not even nice out anymore. Like, the weather's changing, which really affects me too, because it's not like I could really go sit out in the park when it's cold or raining or whatever. So what would you suggest I do with just like these hours on end?
Would you like me to
Times feel like torture.
Okay. Well, that's not good. So would you like me to take you through a tool just to see, to support you in bringing some clarity to a decision at the moment? What it would involve is for you to identify, and you don't need to tell me what you have chosen, but to identify a particular issue or problem that you are feeling that you need a solution for. So whether it's a new place to live, whether it's whatever it's to do with, you identify that. We then go through the technique for a couple of minutes, the breathing technique, and when you are in a more coherent place, then you notice what comes to you at that time that may support you in the solution that you're looking for. Take us.
Okay, I'll put it on the question that I just asked you about, because that's always what gets me.
Okay. So do you have pen and paper there?
I do.
It's helpful just to write down the problem or issue, just in a few words, that you have have chosen, that you'd like to get more clarity about. And then to also just notice the feelings and the emotions that come up for you when you think of the issue. So to write them down as well, when you think about that issue and that problem, what are the feelings and emotions associated with that?
Okay.
All right. So now if you can just put pen and paper down when you've finished that, just let me know when you have finished.
Okay. All right. I just put my pen down.
Okay. So just checking that you are sitting or lying comfortably. I would suggest hand on heart if that's something that you're used to and that supports you. If you can now focus your attention in the area of your heart, imagine that your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a bit slower and deeper than usual. Round about 5 seconds inhale, 5 seconds exhale. And if you can now activate a feeling of appreciation or care for someone or something in your life, genuinely try to activate that. Appreciation or care for someone or something in your life. And it might be helpful to breathe that in with every breath. Continue that for about another half a minute. Now just consider what might be a more helpful solution to this issue or problem. And notice anything that comes up, however subtle. Any different feelings or emotions. Any thoughts, and you can pick your pen up and write them down. Okay, have you been able to record anything there?
Yeah, that was really good. That was really good. Thank you.
Okay.
I had this vision of myself in a crib when I was a baby and having this sort of panic, like kind of going crazy, I guess, like calling for help, needing help and no one coming, I guess. I don't know if this is true or what, but that was like the kind of vision that came to me. And it's the same emotions that come up on the days that I have my, like, it's not days, but it's like the moments that I have my hard times or like I kind of feel like I go crazy because I have like just nothing to do. And then it's like this panic sets in that I think I'm going to like drown or throw up or like something. I just, I don't even know the words for it, but it's just like such overwhelming feelings that I can't calm myself. And I realize that your exercise, how you shared it, that's what I'm going to do. Like that's the next step on my journey of like, I need to just sit there with me and set myself as like a little child because that's what it's stemming.
Okay. Well, the final step in that process would be for you to make a sincere commitment to acting on the thoughts and feelings that you most recently had in terms of finding a solution to that issue or problem.
Okay.
It's acting on that now, acting on those that new solution.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's accessing.
Thank you. I realize that's not, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. My pleasure. And, you know, do you use affirmations, Jessica, as well?
Sometimes I do. I have been guided to step away from a lot of that stuff and just let my soul lead rather than so much in the head of how people can get with the affirmations. I mean, I do say them. when I feel guided to, but not, it's still something new that I'm transitioning into, so I don't know exactly how to explain it.
You must follow your own guidance first and foremost. That comes from your heart and your soul. But if you are having times in a day or a day where you feel it's been particularly challenging for you, then, you know, those are tools. Affirmations are tools that can support at certain times. And I would encourage you just to consider, you know, an affirmation that says, I am worthy of love. There is unlimited love for me. And all is well in my world. Those sorts of affirmations, just as a reminder, I personally find them helpful at times. You know, there's nothing wrong with us if we need them at a particular time.
Yeah, usually I just remind myself that everything's working out for me. Which I know it. I already know that. It's a part of me now, so I don't even need to say it.
That's fine. So you just maybe accessing that knowing. If you've temporarily lost sight of it, just access that knowing again. So well done.
And let us know how it goes, too. Keep in touch, because I know you've been working through this for a while. We're happy to be here to help you through it. All right, Jessica.
Many
well.
Thanks, Jessica.
Another quick call. I know you've got about 9.5 minutes to the top, but we've got Debbie online, too. Debbie, where are you calling in from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is my name is Dion, and I'm in Wisconsin right now.
Welcome.
Dia, have I pronounced your name properly?
Yep. My mom named me after Dionne Warwick.
Well, welcome, Dia.
Thank you for taking your time out of your day to speak with me.
No problem at all. My pleasure.
So like many other people, my life was displaced with, you know, the COVID-19 and business disrupted and things like that. And I know that I'm always going to be provided for, and I do agree that the universe does a good job of that. But I feel like because I'm not working all the time consistently, I have a hard time enjoying my life, or I have a hard time being happy. Like the previous caller, I have a lot of time on my hands too because I'm going through my career transition, doing different things, you know, in order to try to figure out where I fit in anymore. And even though things are not like, I know like where I'm at is not where I'm going, but it's better than where I was. But in the interim of all of that, how do I find happiness? How do I find that, like, even when you go long times without having something to do or someone to talk to, you know, how do I find my happiness in all of that?
Do you have a sense of your own heart and soul and accessing that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I've lost myself. I don't even know how to feel normal anymore.
You know, Dee, I'd just like to digress for a minute and bring you a quote that I have only heard this week. Okay, so I'm bringing this for you. This is from the head of the Global Center for Indigenous Leadership and Lifeways, a man called Ilarion Mukuliev. I'm not 100% sure about pronunciation there. And he said that the heart used, so this is from Indigenous wisdom, okay? The heart used to tell the mind what to do. Now the mind tells the heart what to do. And as a result of that shift, the world has the imbalance that it has today. And I think that there's a couple of things here. Many people are feeling, you know, that their mind is overloaded, really, and that there, we are told that in there should be the answers, you know, to all that we do. When we follow down an academic path, if we become a teacher or, you know, if we enter a profession, the studies that we do are largely about, you know, the mind and the wonderful job that the mind can do, this wonderful thing, the brain that sits in our head. And yet we have ancient wisdom telling us that the heart used to tell the mind what to do. Now the mind tells the heart. And we even have a sense that, you know, what is this heart? Where is it? How do I find it? Am I completely disconnected from it, which you've suggested? And I think the best thing, best suggestion I can make for you at this point in time, with the time that we have, is that you find means of accessing your heart. And perhaps the time that you have at the moment is actually a gift for you to take time to do this and find that heart space. But I think it's important also that you find a means of connecting with other people, because as human beings, we need both. We need time alone and we need quality time alone, but we also need time with other people. So, you know, what that means for you, I don't know, in terms of where you live, what your personal interests might be. You know, it might be that, you know, you look at joining a new club, or you just even go into town or into the city and, you know, go into a coffee bar or have a drink, you know, a tea, coffee. I'm not suggesting you go down the path of alcohol, or certainly not considerable alcohol, but that you go and, you know, have a tea or coffee somewhere and have people around you, even if you are not with people in a way that is for the purpose of interacting with those people specifically and conversing with those people, just to be around people, that might help you. Ultimately, you will decide what's going to benefit you most and what, you know, what resonates for you. And certainly if you're going to join a club look at some volunteer work for a little while or something like that, that enables you to interact with other people. You will decide what resonates for you and what's going to work for you. But I think that's valuable. And then I think going back to looking at how you utilize this time that you have alone in a way that really benefits your being. And rather than seeing it as a bad thing, that you have time to yourself, find ways of utilizing that alone time that really benefits you. So have you been listening for the full hour and hearing the process that I've gone through, whereby we access the heart and bring coherence and calm to our system? Have you heard that?
So I joined late, but I can listen to the show in the archive. I can go back and listen to it.
Yes, well, even early on in the first 10 minutes, I went through a coherence technique, and I'm happy to do that with you now for your benefit, because we can do it. We can take another 2 minutes to do that, and anyone who's listening can join in to do that again. One thing I haven't mentioned in this call is about accessing a feeling from your past that's such a good feeling for you. So it might be going back and reimagining or recalling a place where perhaps as a child or earlier in your adult life or even recent past, where you just feel so good. You know, you felt in yourself so good. And the feeling that goes with that is the feeling that you can activate when we do this quick coherence technique shortly. When I went through it with Jessica just now, I talked about reactivating a feeling of appreciation or care for someone or something in your life. So that's what we do with the HeartMath Quick Coherence Technique. But you can also replace that appreciation or care for a specific feeling that's personal to you, that comes from a place in your life when you felt so good. It might be with another person, it might be with a pet. Often pets provide such positive experiences for people. So can you think right now of an experience that resonates for you, that fills that description?
Yes, I can.
You don't? If you're okay. And for anyone who can't, sometimes we find it hard to do that, then it's fine just to aim to activate a feeling of appreciation or care for someone or something in your life. So I'd like to finish today then with this technique for you. But as I say, for anyone else who would like to join us, are you happy to go through the technique, first of all?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yes.
Okay, because that's not my intention to impose anything on anybody. This is an invitation for you. So I will go through that now, and very shortly after that, the program will finish. So I want to thank you for joining the program today and wish you well as you look at making decisions about what you might do to create the life that you want. And this technique, if you can practice it a few times a day, you are very likely to feel ongoing improvement. So let's now focus our attention in the area of the heart. Imagine that your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual, finding your own steady rhythm, approximately 5 seconds inhale, 5 seconds exhale, or even longer, if that's what works for you. If thoughts distract you, just gently bring your focus back to your heart. When you are ready, make a sincere attempt to activate a feeling of appreciation or care for someone or something in your life, or access your personal happy place. And you may find it helpful to breathe that in with every breath. And we will continue for another minute. Okay, so thank you very much for calling in, dear. I wish you all the best. Nicole, thank you for the program, and I'll be back here in a month's time, 4 p.m. Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month, to connect with any of you others who would like to phone in and share, and perhaps I can take you through a technique as well. So thank you and goodbye.
Philippa is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.